This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, I hope you were with us for the first hour. If not, you missed out on a very interesting discussion for Trade Wars. And now, Ladies Lounge with Kristen B. Tate. We're welcoming her back. Looking forward to that as well. Friends, we'll also take your calls, 888-340-3373. And if you are so inclined, you can also email us, kmcradio@gmail.com. You can also check us out. The website is thebingethinker.com. And you can also get my podcast. You can subscribe on soundcloud.com or just go through the webpage and connect through. And then it's real super easy. If you just subscribe, then they send them to your inbox, and you don't have to be without on any given day. That's how easy it goes. Thankful tonight to be brought to you in part by the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Now, you've heard me, and I've got another testimonial tonight. So my kids come home last week with the kiss daddy. So of course you do, you know, and then, you know, one of them like right in your face. And so I'm going, oh, great. That all's going to be up in my grill. And, I'm like, okay, so I got to fight this. So what I did, I could tell 24 hours later, you could just tell it was starting to get that nasty feeling that you get when you've got the drainage in the back of the throat and you're thinking, oh, this is just going to be the worst. It all worked out, because I just boosted my fruits and veggies intake. I did, instead of 3 and 3, like is what you're supposed to do, get 31 servings or 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in 3 and 3. I did, 20 and 20, before I went to bed, and then I did 10 and 10 the next morning. By mid-afternoon, nothing. They'd completely gone. No, or in my future. So thank you, kids. Dad loves you. It's always worth it. But by the way, you want to get 2 free months worth? Call now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Again, if you take 3 veggies and 3 fruit tablets, they're capsules, and that's all they are. They're just dehydrated fruit that's ground up and put in capsules, but it's the whole fruit. It's the skin, the seeds, everything. The 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in that 3 and 3 formula. But if you're a little bit under the weather, you feel a little bit of something coming on, it saved me from the worst flu I ever had. I'd been like thinking I was going to die in bed for a day. And, Dr. Howard got me going. He said, no, you gotta power up. All the nutrition in those fruits and vegetables your body needs. And so, most of us don't get anywhere near the amount we're supposed to. But if you call, they're going to give you 2 free months when you use my promo code, 800-246-8751, 1-800-246-8751, and use promo code KMC when you call, because they will help you. Now, it is time for the Ladies' Lounge, and I am always excited to welcome my next guest back to the microphone, because she's been with us for a couple of years, and she always does such a good job in coming back. She's got a brand new book that's hitting the streets next week. It's called How Do I Tax Thee? It is her second book. I predict it will be an equally good bestseller as her first one was. It's a field guide to the great American ripoff, and she joins us tonight for one of the last few times that she's going to join us from her hometown of Houston, Texas. Kristen B. Tate, welcome back. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you. Kristen, are you there?
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin.
Now, rumor has it that we're going to see more of you on the news channel soon. Is that already kicking in?
Pretty soon, yeah. I'm back in New York as of this coming weekend, and my book's coming out. So, yeah, people will probably be seeing more of me on TV, which I'm psyched about. I've missed it.
Now, just for longtime listeners that have enjoyed you with us on Saturdays, what caused you to leave New York and to hang out in your hometown for as long as you did?
You know, it's very hard to write and create things for me in New York. Apartments are so small there. There's a lot of distractions. The cost of living is high. So I came to Texas and wrote my book. I had more space. People are so lovely and nice down here. It's just a very relaxing environment that's conducive to me creating content that is high quality. And I have a hard time doing that in New York sometimes. I'm like a schizophrenic ADD person when I'm in New York.
Well, that's kind of interesting because New York has often been the canvas of some of the greatest writers. But the fact that you're saying it works the opposite for you, I've never heard that before, actually, about New York City.
Yeah, you know, I'm sort of interesting. I need to go into a black hole and just not see anyone for months to write my book. Like, I just kind of disappear for 9 months or 10 months or a year, and then I have a book. But I cannot do a book and do, like, a million other things and get distracted. I just have to sit at a desk with no distractions in a comfortable environment and get it done.
You know, there's someone who has written a book or two that's done pretty well on the New York Times. I once went on a blind date with her. Was set up by the late Barbara Olson, but a woman by the name of Ann Coulter that has the exact same writing process. She literally,
really?
She becomes a hermit. You don't see, you know, if you notice, there's long periods of time where you don't see Ann on any media. And then you always know when she's done writing because all of a sudden she's back on TV, and then a few weeks later there's a new book out. So, but yeah, kind of, you know, different people do different things. All three of my books were written since I moved to New York, and I hadn't written one prior to that. I'm so intimidated by the process of writing a book, Kristen, and I know you're not a mom, so it's probably unfair to ask you the comparison, but I did have... Who did I have on last week or just a couple of weeks ago that is a woman that had just finished her most recent book? And I said, is it fair to say, Jen Wilkin, who's a faith-based writer, but I said, has like five kids. I said, is it fair to say that writing a book is similar to birthing a child? And she said, absolutely. So I said, okay, now I understand it a little bit better.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's an intense process. I'm the kind of person, like, I'll sit in my dark room just thinking for 3 months, not really writing anything great, and then all of a sudden, I'll get the whole thing done in, like, 2 months after that.
Yeah.
But I need the time to just sit there and think with no distractions, and then all of a sudden, I'll just go, and it gets done.
Well, this new one is titled, How Do I Tax Thee? And I'm not really certain of this, Kristen, but I don't know of a lot of bestsellers that have been on the New York Times bestsellers list that have the word tax in the title. So what is the subtitle is a field guide to the great American ripoff. You've explained it briefly in the time when you were with us before, but for people now that are going to be able to get it and I've graciously received my review galley and I've enjoyed the stuff I've consumed of it so far. What was the purpose of writing this book?
You know, so often when people complain about taxes and talk about taxes, there is this hyper-focus on income taxes. But really, income taxes make up less than half of our personal tax burden. The rest of our taxes are being paid in the form of hidden taxes on consumer spending, sales taxes, and all of these other fees and surcharges that are built into our lives. So my book is really a story about D.C. corruption happening at the local and state level. Politicians on the state and local level build fees and taxes into our lives because it's easier to do that and drive money to government coffers than it is to bring an actual tax to vote. It's a very dishonest and sneaky way that our representatives are able to bring in revenue, and then often the resulting revenue is completely squandered with wasteful spending or wildly above market politician salaries and administrative salaries.
Sure. Or just numbers of administrators that they have. For instance, Mayor de Blasio grew the ranks. I think Mayor Bloomberg had something like 30 personal assistants or, you know, personal secretaries, I forget what they call them. But de Blasio has over 250. And they all average, I think, somewhere around 100 grand each in salary. Well, where does that all come from?
Comes from our tax dollars. It comes from things like, I'll give you another example, the MTA in New York City is wildly inefficient. It runs a deficit every year. They keep raising ticket prices. Meanwhile, the workers, drivers, and administrators at the MTA are all making six-figure salaries. That even includes, like, the bus and train drivers. And to fund it all, because they cannot fund this just through ticket sales, they actually insert MTA surcharges into New York City residents' electric and phone bills. So when we pay our electric and phone bills, we are funding the inefficient MTA and the workers' bloated above-market salaries.
That's just crazy. But we're going to have to pick it up and get into some greater detail on that, Kristen, because as people are listening, I can just tell that they're just shaking their head going, how do they get away with it? Kristen B. Tate is who we're listening to. The book is How Do I Tax Thee? A field guide to basically surviving all of these ripoffs that the governments at different levels are doing for you. And it's now available. You can order it on Amazon. And Kristen is moving back to New York. I'm so excited. She's going to be able to come in studio and hang out with us more often. And that'll be fun as well. We are live from New York. We've got lots of broadcasts left tonight. Do not go away.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, live from New York, live shot right there of the Brooklyn Bridge and the Queensboro Bridge and some tower that they decided to build between the World Trade and the East River. Now that ugly thing is in our line of sight. I'm kidding. It's probably going to be a cool building, but I do wish it wasn't there because I like the Brooklyn Bridge. I like being able to see the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm pretty sure Kristen B. Tate does, too. Anyway, before we get back to that conversation, I just wanted to remind you, tomorrow morning I'm on very early on the Fox News Channel. Please join us, 7:30 a.m. They're doing an all-talk radio host panel. So it's four people that claim to be talk radio hosts. I looked up the bios of all four of us. There's one of them that's not. So how they got on the talk radio panel, I'm not sure. And I'm not telling you which one. And I'm not going to tell you who's the best of the four that they have there either. I'm not going to go there. But we're glad you're with us. So tomorrow morning, 7:30 and 9:30, we've got two different hits all in the same show. Fox and Friends weekend. I hope that you'll join us. And then later in the week, I'm back with Harris Faulkner, second time on the Outnumbered Overtime show. I'm looking forward to that because Harris does such a fabulous job, and I've known her for years and just a really sweet soul. Glad to help her out any way we can. If you still want to help us with that slavery effort, we have gotten word that there are 82 slaves that we can rescue by May, but we need your help to do that. The cost is $250, freeze the slave forever. We don't pay the slaver. Some people ask, do you pay money to the slaver? We don't do that. What we do is we supply a cattle vaccine that the slave owner needs. He can't get it, and most of them are ranchers. So for one dose of the vaccine, which will help about 10 of his cattle, he releases a slave once the negotiations have been legally, officially set. Then we also, that $250 also supplies a bag of hope, which is more than a bag. They get a goat for cheese and milk. They get a tarp to help them protect them from the weather. You get a year's worth of grain to plant. You get a year's worth of grain to eat. You are relocated back to South Sudan where your family members are at. Some of these people have not seen their family for anywhere from months to years. There's an entire ceremony of welcoming them back. They're all Christians. We're saving them from jihadists that are Muslims and are very, very mean to them. You helped us in December rescue 99. We know of 82 that need our help now. And if you could only do $25 a month for 10 months, that'll still get it done. It'll still be able to rescue. So break it up in however many you can. But if you could do it all before May, that will help us. Here's the phone number. It's 888-342-1010. And the first six people that we rescue tonight are going to be matched by a separate donor who's stepping up with a one-time gift to free an additional six people. So if we have six slaves freed tonight, and then they free another six, we have already gotten 12 of the 82 cared for, and we will have far fewer to go before the first part of the month of May when we hope to see them rescued and reunited with family. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. Help us. You did in December. We were so grateful. There are more lives. These people will likely be executed or tremendously abused if they are not rescued. So our chance to do something really good is in existence right now. We do this with a group called Christian Solidarity International and couldn't be prouder than to work with them. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, I want to get back to the ladies' lounge because Kristen B. Tate's being very, very patient right now. She qualifies in the three Bs, beautiful, brainy, and brunette. She hits all, hits all the, and the only weakness as far as I can tell is that she's a libertarian instead of a conservative. So we have to hold that against her as well. But Kristen, in the first hour, we were talking about tariffs. Some people call them taxes. You wrote a lot about economics in your first book. Your second book is all on it. I've said publicly that I support what the president did. Where are you with the Trump tariff issue?
Okay, so, you know, we've been on the receiving end of a trade war for decades, and Trump is the first one who's demanded to level the playing field. So I can see where he's coming from. This was one of his campaign promises. And, you know, no one should be terribly surprised that he is proposing these tariffs. But, look, I think this is going to have a negative effect on our economy and undermine job growth, because American companies that actually make things out of steel represent a much broader sector of the economy than the actual raw metal industries that Trump is trying to save here. And because of the tariffs, manufacturers of steel goods will have to pay higher prices for the materials they use.
But isn't that true, Kristen? If they are only buying the imported materials, and wouldn't the natural flow, I guess, of the production lines be, hey, we get it cheaper if we buy American. Maybe we buy American steel, and wouldn't that be a healthy thing for the economy as a whole?
Well, yeah, once the tariffs are imposed, it'll be cheaper to buy American than imported steel, but it will still be more expensive than it was before when they were importing, you know, the stuff from abroad.
Why does that have to be the case? Were the Chinese diluting their steel? Was it the kind of steel that we shouldn't build bridges out of because the Chinese had put a pox on it of some sort? I mean, what's honestly...
The Chinese are able to manufacture almost everything at lower cost than the U.S.
And how do they do that?
By paying their people badly, and you know, they have a different economy there. That's
right.
That's just how China works. But look, if you put tariffs on goods, I mean, we've done this in the past, by the way, and it's never worked. It just results in retaliation from the opposing parties. We're going to get, you know, probably bad outcomes from other allies as well who have come out against this idea. But putting that aside and just focusing on everyday Americans, this is expected to increase, for example, the price of cars by 1% or higher. That's significant for Americans who are trying to make ends meet. It's going to raise the cost of goods, not just goods that are made out of steel, but other goods as well, because this is going to have a ripple effect in the economy. And, you know, for people making six figures, these incremental cost increases probably won't mean much, but this will hurt poor and lower class and maybe even middle class Americans, and also I think hinder the job market as well.
Well, and I'm interested to see the mathematical models that really prove that out, because the studies that have been done at least this week seem to indicate, for example, that 60% of the American people don't mind paying a slightly, and that's a difference in, you know, a hugely, but slightly more expensive car if they know that people are getting the jobs and getting good work here. Now, I'm not saying we should subsidize the industry the way China does. But hold on. Let me finish the thought, though, and then I'll give you the floor, because I this is so much fun. It's kind of like I don't know, early days of debate class. And I've got to just say, we also got to take another break. So, Kristen, hold on. We'll get to the rest of this debate as we continue out, because there's a lot to yet discuss. It's Kevin McCullough. We are live in New York, and couldn't be happier than to have you with us, per usual. Please stay with us. Kristen's gonna answer my argument when we continue. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live, brought to you in part by MyPillow. Get the 4-pack at half price, 1-800-506-2641 tonight. Check us out tomorrow morning on Fox News, and of course, come back every Saturday to have us with you on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. It's Radio Night Live, and we couldn't be happier than to have you with us and in the ladies' lounge tonight. Now, moving into extra innings, Kristen B. Tate is still with us. Her book is How Do I Tax Thee? It hits the streets this week. Very interesting field guide to the great American ripoff, how taxes are hidden in everything that we buy. And Kristen, before the break, I kind of filibustered. I took it to break and said that you'd be able to talk when we come back. I just wanted to make the point that if we increase production here in our steel and aluminum plants, I believe that that we can grow our way to being as competitive with the Chinese as what we can buy the stuff from the Chinese for now. And the other part of it is there's the national security angle to the aluminum production that is really, that's more concerning to me than almost anything else as it relates to this matter. What do you say, Kristen B. Tate?
Okay, you brought up a few things here, but with regards to the argument that, okay, Americans are going to be making more money, having more money in their pockets, so they won't be impacted by the increased cost in goods, that assumes that the job market goes unaffected, which is probably not going to be the case, because when you increase costs, for American companies that make things out of steel, you leave those companies with less money to hire and grow. And again, these companies represent a much bigger part of our economy than just the raw metal industry. So it seems to me like Trump is protecting an industry, which is certainly an important industry, but in effect he's harming industries that make up a far greater percentage of our economy, and by increasing those companies' costs, you are hindering their ability to hire and grow, and the people who are lucky enough to have jobs there will have more money in their pockets, but, you know, what about the other people who lose job opportunities, or, you know, maybe they don't get a raise because the company no longer has enough capital to do that? You're significantly increasing their production costs.
But see, here's I love this, but here's a big difference between what Trump is doing and, for instance, the regulations that Obama did, which actually did kill business. I haven't seen any.
I don't like either, by the way.
Right? No, I know you don't. You argue against it. That's one of the reasons why I don't think it's going to be as punitive. Not nearly to the same degree. And I don't. I also don't think that if we're saying that it's automatically going to raise the cost because 11-year-olds in China don't have to work in a steel mill anymore. I think that we can take a bit of solace from that. I think that's more ethical on our part. But also, these two elements are also key to our national security interests. I'm just curious your response to this. Aluminum now in almost everything that we produce for self-defense, from the technology that they use to communicate with each other on the field to, you know, guidance in the airplanes, all kinds of things. If we are dependent upon Chinese steel and aluminum to the degree that we are now, and something erupts, then we're in trouble, are we not?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I can see the argument for these tariffs. I'm much more sympathetic to these tariffs than the restrictions that Obama put on the economy, believe me. And I understand the national security aspect of this.
Gotcha.
I just have to think there's a better way to punish China and to keep ourselves competitive than imposing tariffs, which have proven ineffective. And I think that the economic downsides to this could be very significant, and those downsides could outweigh the potential national security downsides.
That's definitely a fair observation. The only thing you haven't connected the dots on for me is the guarantee that the metals are going to be so much more expensive for us to produce them here, that it's gonna create this kind of job vacuum that because I'm just convinced that if we produce more materials here, the price will continue to drop. You're an economist on some level. You understand that when you have a glut of inventory, prices go down, and we need to open those mills. We need to get producing. We need to have the glut on our side of the ocean so that we're not dependent upon Russia or China to supply us, especially as it, you know, kind of dips into the national security arena. But I'll give you the last word on it, Kristen, because you've been a sport, and I really appreciate the vibrant discussion.
No, yeah, and again, I can see the other side of this argument. We've tried tariffs in this country in the past. They've never been effective, so there's no evidence that they will be effective this time around. But we'll see what happens. You know, Trump is a man of action. He said from the beginning that he wants to take action to punish China, and we have been getting an unfair deal from China for a long time now. So maybe these will work. You know, maybe I'm wrong on this issue. but I tend to favor a more free market and less restrictive solution.
Well, and see, and on that we agree. And so I'm grateful that we can come, because I'm free market as long as the market is free and fair. Like, that's the problem with China. I don't like the idea that we're enslaving little kids to work for punitive wages. All right, Kristen B. Tate, thank you for being here. The book is How Do I Tax Thee? Get it this week. Kristen, thanks for being along.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Big thanks to Kristen for being with us. As you know, that phone number, 888-340-3373, is also good 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sometimes it's even good while we're on another line screening another call. But John called us in the last few minutes, and I wanted you to hear what he had to say.
It's too bad that President Trump and programs like yours with Kevin McCullough don't explain the reasoning behind the tariffs. The fact is that there's a glut worldwide, and they're dumping on us, and we have to have our own minimum industry in order to maintain defense. And the logic shared will go a long way to showing people why the president is doing what he's doing.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's why I've spent most of this show, John, trying to explain what he did. I think I mentioned the defense thing a couple of times, at least. Anyway, maybe you want to pile on. Maybe you didn't think I explained it very well. 888-340-3373. Phone lines, all three phone lines open right now. 1-888-340-3373. And I do, what's going to be interesting about this is there's a grand wager being played by both sides. Those that say that these tariffs are going to create nothing but havoc, if the havoc doesn't come, if it's like the tax reform bill where everybody's going to say, well, you're going to end up paying more than what they're going to see in their paychecks as they actually get more just a couple of weeks in, no. I don't know how that's going to play. I mean, the president has been right on policy. He has been right on everything that he's done. I'm not saying that he's been a good human being or stayed off Twitter nearly enough or a number of those other things. But on actual policy guidelines, he seems to have, laid down a lot of single-stroke putts. I mean, just knocking it down every time. So it'll be interesting. 888-340-3373 if you want to join the conversation. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. It might help if I pull up my phone screen so that I can see if and when we have calls. That's always a positive thing. You'd think the host would probably do that at some point in time. And before we're done tonight, I've got this really funny story. It's kind of sad, actually, what's happening in the UK when it comes to something that we fight very virulently for in the United States. You cannot be disingenuous to us on this level and expect us to take it laying down. I'll get to that in the next segment. Let's go to Des Moines, Iowa. Frank is there, and I figured we'd hear from him at some point tonight. Frank, thanks for being there.
Well, thanks for the compliment. Was that NAFTA you was trying to think of a little bit ago?
That's it, North American Free Trade Agreement. And that has not worked out well for us, and the South Pacific Partnership was going to be an equally ruinous thing, and the president said he wasn't going to put up with them, and guess what? He's redrafted and reconstructed nearly every agreement we've got out there.
Well, I subscribe to, I'm not a total isolationist, but I kind of subscribe to Pat Buchanan's view that no nation is ever elevated to a superpower on free trade. You have to have a manufacturing base.
Right.
We can't possibly rely on someone else if we're going to be a superpower for our steel and aluminum.
Much less be able to defend ourselves.
And expect to defend ourselves. But you got to understand something here. The communists in this country, and we've been obliging them, but the communists have been systematically exporting our wealth and our manufacturing for years.
Right.
And, and oddly enough, I suppose you could look at it that these other countries think that's the way of their leveling the playing field with us, because we're this big superpower, and Barack Obama and his cronies think that we needed knocked down a notch.
And we couldn't make anything for ourselves.
Like, absolutely.
The majority of those plants that I looked at driving into downtown Cleveland during the convention, all the Uber drivers told me, yeah, these all have all shut down in the last 10 years. Well, that was all on his watch. And it's just, you've got good people that take pride in the way they make things here, and they want to be given a shot at that again. I'm not an isolationist. I don't think we should do anything expressly from the viewpoint of how it only affects us and no one else, but I also don't think we should be bending over backwards to wait hand and foot on all these other nations, because they don't have our best interest at heart.
Well, we need to be self-sufficient. That's the first thing. I mean, there was an effort to export our jobs, our shoe manufacturing, our clothing manufacturing. Let's give away these low-tech jobs in the promise of the high-tech jobs, but the high-tech jobs never came.
Right.
And then when Obama stuck his nose in the solar power, was Solyndra that was supposed to give us these wonderful high-tech jobs, then China come and undercut us. Now, I understand what your guest was saying. China has a 1 billion man working force that's willing to work for about between 37 and 50 cents an hour. So I understand that they're probably going to clean our clock on most things. But if we don't push back at some point against this, we just can't keep bending over and taking it.
Yep.
I mean, at some point, we have to push back.
Frank, you and I are on the same page here. Thank you, as always. Let's go to line two. Karen is listening to The Answer, Little Rock, and she's with us from Pine Bluff, Arkansas tonight. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Karen, are you there?
Karen, are you there?
Let's put her on hold and try that again, because I can tell that there's definitely someone there, but we're not hearing her. Let's try one more time. Karen in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, are you with us?
With us.
Nope. All right. Andrew, ask her to call her to call if she can call right back, because we'll get her on if she can get in before we're done. Okay. 888-340-3373. I'm not totally out to lunch on this. These issues related to what we are discussing with the tariffs are not the same foundation of what the argument was when we tried tariffs in other things in years past. So the idea that we've tried all this before and it didn't work out for us, I don't think the considerations are the same. And I also think that Mr. Trump wouldn't be doing this if we couldn't figure it out. Let's quickly try Karen in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Hi, Karen.
Yes, can you hear me now?
I can. Very good. What's your thought?
Very good. In Arkansas, I was going with Cruz and then Ben Carson, and they had both dropped out. So I voted for Trump. But whatever. The thing is, Carson was very good on the subject of, I believe, the generators, and China makes those. So maybe moving that back here, we could make our own. I think we should be responsible for our own necessities that way.
I think you're right. Thank you for the call, Karen, and thanks for being patient with the technical. No, I absolutely believe that. We've got to have control of our own production capacity going forward. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. Stay with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution. resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I cannot believe how fast this show goes some weeks. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Couldn't be happier than to have you with us. If you missed any portion of it and you're watching on Biz TV, just stick around because at 11 o'clock Eastern, they roll the whole thing again, which means those of you on the West Coast, I'm just getting into prime time with you. So we'll have fun for another couple of hours. If you're up early tomorrow, please join me. I'm joining the Fox and Friends gang. They've got an all-talk show panel that's going to be manning the booth at 7:30 and 9:30 tomorrow morning. So a double hit, double topic appearance on Fox and Friends. And then later this week, I'm scheduled to be with Harris Faulkner over at the Outnumbered Overtime. I hope you'll join me there as well. Tonight at midnight, my brand-new column comes out at townhall.com. Now, the last time I told you about the column, you went on to make me the most read author at Town Hall for the month. I had a million page views. So thank you for helping me there. I've got 6 points of reference for this tariff issue that I don't think are being considered properly. Basically, it's 6 points of defense for the issue of the tariffs, and I'm hoping that it helps at least illuminate some people the way John, who left me the voicemail earlier, was saying that I needed to do a better job of. I guess I should have just brought my column and read it or something on the air. Anyway, so Louisville, Kentucky, you know, they're the headquarters for KFC. Last week in the UK, they had a really weird thing happen. They ran out of chicken at KFC. The fried chicken chain, not being sufficiently embarrassed with that, has now run out of gravy in their restaurants across the pond. So evidently, Twitter is not looking too kindly on them. They're taking to the social media to lament that the fact that the gravy is hard to come by, despite the fact that many of the shops are back up and running chicken-wise. So last week, lots of gravy, no chicken. This week, chicken, no gravy. I have a feeling that if they decide at some point to go chicken and gravy, no biscuits, you're going to have all-out war on your hands before done. Due to the ongoing distribution challenges, the KFC restaurants are experiencing. Some restaurants are continuing to serve a reduced menu, said spokesman for KFC's parent company, telling CNBC, "We're working as hard as we can to get this sorted out. We know that our gravy is a big favorite." Yeah, particularly on the biscuits and the chicken. Hey, those of you in the UK that may be watching this online tonight, little tip. Go to the store, buy more flour, buy more chicken stock. That's easy to take care of. The gravy, you can make that in a heartbeat. And also, don't forget, buy more chicken. Always helpful at a KFC to have plenty of chicken to go around. Anyway, that's just one more reason why I love Chick-fil-A. I've never been in a Chick-fil-A that ever ran out of chicken. It's always a plus. If you don't know if you're going to hit the lottery or not. Do you have any? It's a chicken restaurant. I'm just curious. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, join me this week, Monday through Friday. I'm on the radio all the time. Just tune in, TheBingeThinker.com, to get the archives and the podcasts. And we'll see you next week right back here on Radio Night Live.
And I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.